Hey there, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer, host of this podcast, and my mission in life is to help school leaders fight isolation and frustration via a leadership community in order to gain clarity and find solutions to their greatest challenges. If you get value from today's show, you can show some love back by subscribing to this podcast and leaving a rating and review where you're listening right now. I could serve more school leaders by having a better ranking, which is tied 100%, I don't know if you know this, 100% to subscriptions, reviews, and shares on social media. In today's show, I talk with Tammy Breitweiser, and we explore a number of interesting topics like Tammy's practice of using a bullet journal, the three questions Tammy asked that she learned from the School Leadership Series, my other podcast, and how Tammy used goals and self-care with the educators she coaches. Now, today doesn't have specifically a podcast upgrade, but we talk about those three questions. And if you haven't downloaded those yet, just go to the website. It's my landing page, and you can download the three questions that I ask every day. That's at betterleadersbetterschools.com. Thanks for spending some time with me listening to this show, and I hope you enjoy it. And before we jump into this episode, let's take some time to thank our show sponsors. A lot of school leaders talk about improving students' soft skills to help them succeed in their rigorous coursework. The problem is that most leaders just talk about it without actually doing anything. You can improve your students' non-cognitive skills today by checking out an amazing program called Organized Binder. Learn more at organizedbinder.com. Students who participate in the Conrad Challenge don't learn to think outside the box. There is no box. Learn how innovation takes off and soars beyond the confines of a box at conradchallenge.org.
I'm Jethro Jones from Transformative Principal, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Better Leaders. I am really excited today to connect with a new friend, Tammy Breitweiser. And this is a big moment for me specifically because I am pivoting a bit with the podcast. And what I hope to do more of is telling stories of heroic educators that are hearing stuff we talk about either on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast or School Leadership Series and taking action. And that's something that Tammy has done. If you go back and listen to the Scott Long interview, he did it with core values in his school. And so that's something that I really want to focus on. So Tammy Breitweiser is currently a curriculum coach in Northwest Indiana, where she is dedicated to student achievement in 7th and 8th grade. With over 23 years of education experience, she is a reading advocate who has a passion for writing as well. During the span of her career, she has worked with pre-K through adult learners, and Tammy has presented at the Indiana Computer Educators Conference, the Indiana State Reading Association, and the International Reading Association. After earning her master's degree in teacher leadership, a new opportunity presented itself, and she became trained as a TAP master teacher. In this position, she was honored to be able to have extensive training and coaching, teach like a champion, professional development, and action research. Tammy Breitweiser now uses all the training in her current position in Michigan City area schools. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today.
I am pumped. So thanks again. This is really exciting for me. Well, let's start with your perfect day at work. And can you describe that?
The perfect day at work is when I get here a little bit early so I can gather my thoughts together. I have a bullet journal that I do, and so I review what I do for work, and just having interaction with kids and interaction with teachers throughout the day is what gets me excited and to make a difference and to see that happen for kids.
Perfect. And people might not know what a bullet journal is, so do you mind describing that a bit? How to set it up, how you use it, what it looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a 2-page spread where I have the week, and it's actually in a blank book because I found that regular calendars don't work so well with a coach job. I sometimes have more things going on one day as opposed to another schedule-wise. A lot of times I have people show up at the door, but So what I've done is I take a page in the middle that I fold so that I can have some notes to give me some extra room where I need it. And then I just put open boxes with what the tasks are that I need to do. And I try to prioritize them. And then once I do them, I color in the square. If it's something that gets pushed to the next day, I write an arrow. So it gives me some more flexibility and freedom in the planning and what it looks like. And then I can see at a glance for the week. On that folded sheet in the middle, on the back, if there are things that I need to think about for the weeks coming up, then I log that there. And then on Mondays, I always go back to that page so that I can get things on the right dates.
Cool. And where did you learn about the bullet journal?
You know what? It's funny that you asked that because let's see, 2013, I was writing notes just on like a post-it note and I had the open boxes and I had one of the teachers that worked with me go, oh my gosh, I do that too. And then she showed me her book that looked like the bullet journal in the planner. And so it's sort of evolved from there. There are several websites and some bloggers that use it. And so I've read a little bit about that. So, you know, when you pick up new tips, just like on your podcast, when you pick up new tips, you move it along. So bullet journal is a word that I learned like 2 years ago. So yeah, so that's where that came from.
Cool. And if I'm understanding correctly, you know, you read blogs from time to time to learn some new tips and maybe podcasts, anything video or YouTube based?
Not too much YouTube. I have a pretty long commute. Well, it just went down. I used to have an hour commute to work. So I do listen to quite a few podcasts. That's easier than videos. A few videos here and there, like Cult of Pedagogy. I do sometimes watch those videos, which is actually how I learned about you. I heard your mastermind podcast with her, and that's how I came to find you.
It's interesting. Being on Jennifer's show is a highlight of, I guess, my podcasting career. She has built something really special with Cult of Pedagogy. So if listeners aren't familiar with her show yet, definitely check it out. It's worth every minute that you listen there. And it's opened some doors for me and definitely helped increase my exposure to a wider audience and met a lot of cool people through the process.
Yeah, her resources are really amazing. And her site is so well curated too. It's really easy to find high quality content there. She's a wonderful resource.
So you've been bullet journaling for a number of years now, and that's helped you stay organized and that sort of thing. And something you mentioned in the pre-chat that blew my mind. You were really surprising me and making me excited for this show. You talked about how you added a few questions that you heard from the School Leadership Series, which is my second podcast, Monday through Friday, 5 minutes or less, just daily inspiration on your way into school. But can you talk a bit about that?
Absolutely. So I listened to the podcast, as you know, we talked about, and I wanted to do something different this year as a coach. I wanted to really cultivate the relationships with my teachers. And we were moving into a huge year of transition this year. We just moved to block scheduling and we did some training at the end of last year, but people were still a little hesitant about it and needing some support there. And one of the things that has really been on my mind, and then I heard you talk about it, is self-care. So I was kicking around the idea of sending out some questions to my teachers before school even started that could really start the year off on a great note and kind of hit the ground running, which you also talked about something in that podcast as well. And so I sent out a doc before school started that just had some very simple questions. I made sure my teachers knew to keep that trust intact, that it was just going to be shared between them and me and that no one else was going to see that. I wanted to give them some processing time. Last year, I did the 16 personalities at one of my professional developments so that we could really foster the relationships between each other and communicate at a much higher level, which has really made a huge difference. And so this was kind of piggybacking off of that. So I asked some questions about their goals, long-term, short-term, what's something that they wanted to try that they were excited about, what three things were really important to them, their preferred communication, because I have some people that really like that face-to-face, and I have some people that my introverts that really like email and chat. But the most important question, I think, is the how do you take care of yourself when you're stressed? And this is something that I really needed to know because I need to help my people feel supported. And it also goes along with your question of how will I surprise someone today? Because I really wanted to ask them what special things make them feel taken care of. And so I also, in the doc, I made my own doc and I answered all the questions and that shared it with them individually so that they could see my answers as well. Because my mantra is, I'm never going to ask you to do anything that I haven't already done or that I'm willing to do. And then at the beginning of the year, the first 2 days of school, I set a 15-minute meeting with all my teachers. And so we talked about their goal sheet and I asked them what the most important thing was to them right then. And then I logged what their favorite snack was.
It's awesome. I love the snack thing and just being able to love on your people that way and finding that out. I want to dig into more about the staff response in just a sec. But for the listeners, if you haven't grabbed this resource yet, number one, the school leadership series, that was episode 111. Okay, so you can hear about the three questions there. But if you go to the landing page on my website, so just betterleadersbetterschools.com, you can download these three questions that I ask every day. And I'll tell them to you here too. What can I be excited about today? What might trip you up today? And what can I do to surprise someone today? And so, okay, there they are. But if you go there and download those questions, you're also going to get a link up to my Miracle Morning Routine, which includes a video there. It unpacks the questions, goes deeper there. Talks about calendar time, some neuroscience of great leaders, and some tips on visualization. So it's a powerful resource that I think leaders should check out. But Tammy, so you ask these questions, you're doing some of the self-care stuff, you're talking about goals with your staff. What was the response like?
You know, it was really surprising to me that even though a lot of the people that I have really great relationships, they felt so honored and that it was personal that I was asking them really specific things about how they take care of themselves. And you know as well as I do that people who are teachers and who are doing great work are really the ones to not put themselves first. They put their kids first, they put the planning first, they put everyone in their family first. And they felt really special that I just took the time to ask them, you know, how can I help take care of you, you know, when I see that you need it. One of the things I've learned as a coach is that I've really learned to listen more. This is my sixth year, you know, because at first I thought it was all about the knowledge and the content and, you know, let's make the kids better. But it's really about the person first and then having them be able to fill up that well so that they can give the best that they can to the kids during that day. Because when the teachers take care of themselves and they feel like they're supported and taken care of, then they're much better teachers. They listen better to the kids and they're excited about their day. And you know, it just makes a huge difference. So they were really happy. And I have a couple people who were so, I have a chorus teacher who really was self-reflecting when she did the questions. And she said, you know what, Tammy? She said, I realized that there's some skills that I don't have as a chorus teacher that I want to have. And so we talked about that she was going to learn three new skills this year. And now she has the high school chorus teacher coming over and helping her, and she's fostering that relationship. And so it's just been like this ripple effect where a tiny little pebble, you know, just asking the question started, and now it's got this huge effect on so many kids. And that is what, you know, makes my coaching life exciting, that, you know, I toss that little pebble in and there's all this great stuff that's happening.
I'm excited for you. And I love the imagery of the pebble and the ripple effect, because that's what it is. You throw that in there and now you're seeing all these different ripples of the impact of just focusing on the people you serve. And that's what leadership's all about. It's all about service. I love so much that by asking that question, you get to know your people deeply. And my most popular one-on-one coaching session is a live and lead at your best, because I have this foundational belief that you can't lead at the highest level or make your highest contribution to an organization unless you're taking care of yourself outside, right? Independently as just who you are. And if you check out my book, The Better Leaders, Better Schools Roadmap, available on Amazon, of course, the first half of it is all about looking inside, right? Reflection, these routines and rituals that you do for yourself to have the greatest impact on your organization. Because again, you can't have the highest level. I'm not saying you can't have an impact. I'm saying your impact will be much greater if you take care of yourself outside of school.
Absolutely. Well, and you said something there too about self-reflection. And I've learned over the past couple of years that some people are actually better at that than others. And I've had to actually kind of try to teach or handhold a little bit for people to self-reflect. And I think I said earlier, one of the things that I did last year, we were having some issues within our teams with communication. Like people were getting really frustrated trying to communicate with each other. And so we took the 16 personalities, which is the like a Myers-Briggs. And so we found out like who deals more with facts and who deals more with emotions and who's an introvert and who's an extrovert. And it really changed some dynamics in the teams of how people related to each other. I'm an INTJ, so there's a lot of things that I don't think of the emotions first. And I have some other teachers that were. So you started to hear parts of the conversations. Well, I know that you know, this makes you uncomfortable, so I'm going to approach you a little bit different. Like, let's talk about this. And then talk about another ripple effect. Once they started reading the reports and finding out some things like, oh my gosh, I do that. And so that was real self-reflective. So they started to notice little behaviors that helped them throughout the day. And then some of them went home and had their spouses take it. And then like another, one of my English teachers had made her husband take it. And then they had friends over for dinner. And that was part of the conversation as well. And she made them take it. So that was a whole dinner conversation. So I inspired people outside of school as well. It was kind of funny.
That's super cool. So if I'm hearing you correctly, not only did it help you bolster the communication within your organization, but we have teachers bringing it home to fix communication, maybe gaps, or just improve communication at home with their partners.
Absolutely. So that was an added benefit. Hey, you know, as long as the teachers are happy everywhere, that makes me happy too.
So cool. So can you tell us a bit more? 16 personalities is something that we can find online. I'd like to maybe provide a link for the listeners.
Yes. If you just Google the 16 personalities, it will come up. I mean, it's a nice battery. It's pretty simple. It only takes about 12 minutes. Yeah, it's just 16personalities.com. And it gives you a whole report at the end that talks about how you personally deal with things, how you deal with people at work, like who you're best matched up with. But the key is that this is what I tell my teachers. You have to take it how you really are, not what you want to be. And that to not overthink the answers, to just kind of go with your gut. And that's how it works.
It's great. Yeah. Those personality traits or surveys are definitely not aspirational, you know, assessments. It's, you have to be brutally honest with how you are so that you can get the complete value when interacting with the team.
You do. And the other thing is that it's not a scientific, you know, action research sort of thing, but it is a great conversation starter to get some of those fierce conversations, those hard conversations started. Because some people don't like to have those difficult communications. And so, but this eased the way for us at least.
So I'm curious, Tammy, how some of your teachers that you coach answered the question about like goals or what they're excited about for the year. So what did they share there? And what are you most excited about for this year?
I'm most excited about the block scheduling. Some of our teachers were really unnerved with this new schedule, but it's been one of those things that has been amazing because the teachers have time. And the most exciting thing is that the teachers felt like they were able to bring in silent sustained reading. And it's something that because we only had 46 minute periods, they kept cutting that out of the schedule. And so they were able to put that back in. And the reading culture in this building has just completely changed. We have kids walking around with books, kids talking about books, and it's super exciting. A lot of the goals actually centered around relationships with kids. And I work in a 7-8 building. So there is a lot of responsibility that could be put onto the kids that makes them more accountable, that makes their behavior better. it makes the kids feel special as well. So a lot of the teachers were moving toward that of giving tasks that if the students can do it, then let them do it instead of the teacher always taking that responsibility. Because a lot of the teachers, you know, like to have control of their room, but we need to teach the kids to be lifelong learners and take that responsibility for their own learning a little bit. And that was a really great way to fill in that gap.
Is this year one of block scheduling?
Yes, year one of block scheduling. Yep.
Can you speak a bit about how you rolled that out and how you're providing ongoing training and support for your teachers? Because that's a big shift, right? From the 8-period day to a block schedule. And I know when you have those big shifts, sometimes people freak out a little bit and they're wondering about how to actually do their job and be competent. So what does support and training look like?
The support and training, we rolled out several different schedules of what it would look like for the 75 minutes. So we went from 46 minutes to 75 minutes for class period. And then we have what's called an impact time, which is kind of like a homeroom in the middle of the day. But that's specifically used for remediation. We can use it for enrichment. We can use it for advocacy. We have a really cool advocacy program. Each team puts all of their students on an index card, and then you pick your advocate. So these are kids that you make sure that you say hi to, or you ask how their weekend was, or if there's something going on with them, like you're the first adult, because there's a little bit deeper relationship with those people automatically. So we also talked a lot about using data to drive your instruction. A big shift for us is that the expectation is grouping based on objectives and more differentiation, which was in middle school, a lot of my teachers had never really done too many groupings. So that was a big shift. So we did some training on that, some Marzano techniques. And then we talked about mock scheduling. We gave them templates, a lesson plan templates with some timestamps so that they could get used to that as well. And then we had a lot of conversation. One of the things that we did the very first meeting was we talked about their concerns, like out of the gate, what were the concerns that you had? And a lot of it really wasn't curriculum based. They were really excited about the time for that. It was behavior wise. Our block schedule is a little unique because our English and math people, they have their kids every day. So 5 days a week, they have the same kids. But our social studies and science actually have blue and gray days. So they go back and forth. So that's a little bit of a creative solution. But one of the biggest concerns was absences and how we deal with that. So some of that we're still working on, but there was a lot of conversation, a lot of templates given so that people felt more comfortable.
I appreciate that approach just so much, and definitely encourage the listeners to rewind that and think about a really thoughtful way of rolling out and then giving continued support and training to your staff when you have a shift in what you do at your school. Well, Tammy, let's pause here for just a second for a message from our sponsors.
Organized Binder is a proven education success platform. Case studies show it develops the skills and habits students need for success. Organized Binder provides teacher a common structure and language for daily and unit planning without interfering with the teacher's individual style. With Organized Binder, parents gain a clear picture of what their student is learning and how to best support them. Organized Binder equips school leaders with a universal solution to unify and build positive school culture. Visit organizedbinder.com to learn how this education success platform supports students, teachers, and parents.
All right, well, we're back with Tammy Breitweiser, and we were talking about how she's taken action on some things that she's learned from the other podcast, the School Leadership Series that I have for folks, and just great stuff too, what she's learned about her staff by asking about their goals and how they take care of themselves outside of school. And we just discussed too a very intentional way of rolling out big change and offering ongoing support and training regarding block scheduling. So in the pre-chat, you had me laughing too because you took action on another idea called Magic Tupperware. Can you tell us a bit about that real quick?
Yes. So the Magic Tupperware is your idea that there's an actual piece of Tupperware, which I have, and it's labeled Magic Tupperware. And what goes in that are questions that are taboo or the elephant in the room or how I explained it to my seventh grader was questions that you really probably aren't supposed to ask. So it's a way to get the conversation going and get some of the fears and the obstacles out of the way. And, you know, middle schoolers, depending on your relationship and depending on the day, will sometimes come up to you and tell you all kinds of things that you might not want to hear. But other days they get kind of shy. So I got everything the first round because I did a writer's workshop during the impact time that I was talking about. And we got everything from things about dating and breakups to, you know, are we really allowed to write whatever we want in this writing workshop? So it worked out well. They're getting more comfortable with it. I'm going to do it with the next round of writer's workshop as well. And then what I really want to do, though, is roll it out to the adults, because I do this PD twice a month called Workshop Wednesday. And so during their team times during the day, it's where I have a half an hour when I can do really specific differentiated PD for what we need in our building or what the teams need. And so I think that this will be a really wonderful way to get some of those topics kind of in the air that we need to talk about.
I love it. I'm so proud of you for taking action on that. I used it in middle school. I used it in high school as well. And it was just an opportunity for students to ask questions, like you said, that are a little taboo, or, you know, it's things that they care about, right? Like breakups and dating advice, but that has nothing to do with the lesson, you know? And so you give up about 5 minutes of class or 3 minutes of class at the end. And this was a reward for the students really engaging in the lesson. I could see that being applied as well to a larger staff. And it's a way just to be a bit more human in the education experience, talk about things that matter to folks, but also prioritizing the lesson or, you know, the administrative meeting that you have to get through, but also connecting with people on a deeper and different level. So I'm glad you're using it, and I hope to, you know, hear from more listeners that they're trying it out as well. Tammy, in terms of resources, is there a book, a video, or tool that's really impacted your leadership, productivity, or quality of life in the past year?
I am a really huge fan of Penny Kittle and Kelly Gallagher. And so their new book is 180 Days, Two Teachers on the Quest to Engage and Empower Adolescents. And it is a very ELA-focused book, but it really outlines how across the country, how Penny does things with her kids and how Kelly does things with his kids. And it's really been wonderful. I love Penny Kittle's with their books independently as well. Book Love is one of hers, and Kelly Gallagher's website is amazing too. So they've really changed what I do and how I think, and the mindset of it being more of a growth mindset and not scarcity. So that's an amazing book.
Yes, anytime you could have that growth mindset, abundance mindset over scarcity, it's going to serve you and your people well. Tammy, what message would you put on all school marquees across the globe if you could do so for just a day?
Let's see. Don't ask kids to do anything that you aren't willing to do yourself.
That's so true. In teaching a classroom or leading a building, don't ask people to do stuff that you're not willing to do yourself. Well, Tammy, you've made it to the end, and this has been wonderful connecting with you on the podcast. You knew this question was coming up. You're building a school from the ground up. You're not limited by any resources. Your only limitation is your imagination. How would you build your dream school, and what would be your top three priorities?
Well, my top three priorities would be to hire people that are super, super passionate about kids. It would have to have a huge library of resources, lots of books and lots of e-resources as well. And the third thing is an incredible outdoor space to use with kids, that the classroom isn't always their best learning environment, and to get them outside so that everybody can be in their least restrictive learning environments.
Great. And Tammy, thanks again for being a part of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Just the last question, if people want to follow up with you and get in touch, what's the best way to do that?
I'm on Twitter at TL Bright, TLBREIT. And then I also have a blog, which is Tammy's Reading Writing Life, which if you search, it's a WordPress blog, and you'll be able to find it.
Great. And listeners, you know, we'll have books linked up, Penny Kittle and Carrie Gallagher's book, Tammy's blog or Twitter, and all the resources mentioned on the show. Thanks again for joining me on the podcast, Tim.
And thank you for all the work that you do. You push a lot of people to action just from hearing your incredible passion through the podcast. So thanks to you too.
It's my pleasure.
All right, better leaders, just a few more things before you take off. I created a new resource for you called The 3 Leadership Questions I Ask Every Day. You can download the resource by visiting betterleadersbetterschools.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. This helps me in a few ways. It gives the show some social proof, it encourages new people to listen to the show, and it improves the ranking of the show and therefore helps me serve more school leaders. If you want extra credit and some good vibes, share your biggest takeaway from the show and tag me on Twitter and Instagram. My handle is Alien Earbud, an anagram for my name, Daniel Bauer, and make sure to use the hashtag BLBS. This Sunday is the weekend resource. Join over 3,000 school leaders that get this resource delivered every week. In the weekend resource, I share content curated specifically for school leaders. You'll get articles, videos, templates, and exercises, coaching tips, inspirational quotes, invitations to free Friday group coaching, which is an exclusive offer made available only to newsletter subscribers in the Better Leaders, Better Schools tribe, and links to all the content I created for you this past week. You can subscribe at betterleadersbetterschools.com/weekend-resource. And remember, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader.